The winds are kicking in from the north. The gusty winds pulling down the drier, cooler air. Tonight, clear, cold, or gusty. Followed by a sunny day tomorrow. Breezy tomorrow. Occasional gusts strong. A cold startup of 30s to 40 warms only to the mid-50s. Tomorrow night, not as cold. Lows of 40s. Saturday transitioning to warmer temperatures again, along with some shower chances. Clouding over too at the high of lower 70s. Clouds, showers likely in upper 70s. For the afternoon Sunday, Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Rico's Tires and Wheels offers quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
Welcome to the New Orleans Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, your daily opportunity to hear what's going on in the world of beverage and dining in New Orleans and around the world. Your host is Tim McNally. Tim welcomes your phone calls and your questions. Call 504-556-9696. Now, here's your host, Tim McNally.
Oh, yeah, here we are with a day of many, many names. Yes, it is. It's Thursday, first of all. And it's January 6th. Secondly, more importantly, as far as we're concerned, it is the Feast of the Epiphany. So Carnival begins on this very day. It is King's Day, so we can start chowing down on king cakes. And it is Twelfth Night, which we will be celebrating tonight throughout the area. And then it is Joan of Arc's birthday. For one day, that's pretty packed, so to speak. We are starting the carnival season, and in fact, that sort of gives every goofball writer in America an opportunity to tell our story wrong. So I was reading a story today about king cakes on Eater. Many, many mistakes in that story, or at least things that we don't go along with. Maybe someplace else they do, but they talked about New Orleans and New Orleans king cakes. But, yeah, they're going to be available everywhere now. Don't wait till this time of the afternoon to go get one, however. They're going fast, and they will throughout the season. Going to be a good long season, though. We've got about 2 months of this since today is the 6th, and we will be celebrating Mardi Gras on March 1st. So, you know, just a few days short of 2 months right there. Kind of an interesting scenario coming down. We waited a long time for this. I was looking on a couple of our social media, social communication website here in New Orleans, and there seems to be some divergence of opinion over whether we should have Mardi Gras or not, thanks to COVID. I think at this point in the moment, we're going to play hell trying to stop it. And I think it's going to be people coming anyway. So, look, if you don't feel comfortable being out amongst folks, even with vaccines and boosters, and I would understand that, then don't go. Just don't get out there and do that. Just enjoy the television broadcast, and there will of course be parades broadcast on Mardi Gras Day, and just so if you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it, and there's no reason for anybody to talk you into it. And that would be a mistake for you to give in to that sort of discussion. So, but many, many, many people want to celebrate this year, want to celebrate Carnival. And I'm of the school, I sort of am defaulting toward let's have a good Carnival season. Let's protect ourselves as best we can. And the reason I'm doing that, number one, because, as I said, I'm vaccinated and boosted. But even if you get this level of COVID, this variant of COVID, it doesn't seem to pack the punch that the Delta did or the original COVID pandemic had going for it. So you're going to maybe feel a little sickly, maybe have not a lot of energy potentially, and, you know, not that anybody wants to be sick. This isn't the get on a ventilator kind of illness that goes on. The people who are in the hospital right now are, for the most part, are unvaccinated. And so we can, and believe me, the pandemic is rampant throughout our area. There's just a whole lot of people who can test positive for COVID right now. If you feel like you are in that number, go down. Go into quarantine. Don't do a Typhoid Mary thing, spread it around town. Just go down and get over it. Spend those 5 days in quarantine. Find a way to get tested, which is a big challenge right now, finding tests at any level, either at the doctor's office or at home tests, which are impossible, I understand, to find. But you may want to verify your thoughts on having COVID. You may want to be careful and not go crazy out there. But I don't think that that any further closures or cancellations are in the cards at any point here. I don't know that we've truly accomplished a whole lot with this variant. We did accomplish quite a bit with Delta, and that was the right thing to do. That was nasty stuff. But this one, it looks like even people who have strong levels of vaccination in terms of the population and all that are getting sick. So I don't think closing anything is going to work, and it is anybody's best interest. I know that a lot of people are cynical that say we won't be closing anything because of the economics of the situation. And that may play into it. That's something that has to be considered. If you're asking people to give up their livelihoods, to close the doors on their business, economics has to play into this. Now, we don't want anybody to get sick, obviously. But again, this variant seems to be relatively mild. And if you look at the history of pandemics, this is pretty much how pandemics play out. I'm optimistic about this, and I'm not a doctor, but this is how we've never had vaccines before for pandemics, and this is how pandemics go away. Spanish flu back in the early part of the 1900s just had run through the population, and that was that. Now, just because you've had COVID doesn't mean that you have any degree of immunity for future infections, so don't play that card. Don't go there. If you had COVID, go to your doctor, get a test, get the vaccine if you haven't already done so, and protect yourself as best you can as going forward. So that's kind of what we're looking at. We're looking at a cold front coming in, probably even as we speak. There have been a few showers around town. We are going to see, we've already hit our high temperatures hours ago. Tonight we are going to be somewhere in the 50s, and we'll probably not get above 55 tomorrow. It's going to be about a 20 degree swing between today's temperatures, current temperatures, and tomorrow's high. Get out the overcoats and get ready for a chilly couple of days here. No reason to think it's going to be evil or horrible. It's just going to be chilly. So you might want, if you need some firewood, now might be a good time to go stock up on it. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO, 990 AM. We're going to be right back, and we hope that you'll stay with us. We got plenty to talk about today.
Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's on Royal Street. We're bubbling over with excitement because Brennan's was just awarded one of the wine world's most prestigious accolades, the 2021 Grand Award from Wine Spectator. With nearly 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles, Brennan's legendary cellar celebrates Burgundy, Champagne, and Blue Chip California wines. Come join us for the festive rituals of breakfast at Brennan's, bubbles at Brennan's, and Brennan's Chef Ryan Hacker's elegant dinner offerings. We're so thrilled to bring this grand honor back to Brennan's. Cheers.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. Winter is right around the corner, and there is no better time to be thinking hearty red wine. And there is nothing better than Rundquist 1448 Red Blend from the mountains of California. Juicy and rich. Match it with your best gumbo or jambalaya. It's delicious, and it's only about $16 a bottle. And now you can enjoy a glass at Tipitina's listening to great music. Rundquist 1448 Red Blend. Cheers.
We invite you to join us for a spirited experience at the Sazerac House in the heart of downtown New Orleans. More than a museum, the Sazerac House is an immersive exploration of the culture of the Big Easy. Visitors stroll through three floors of interactive exhibits and mouthwatering spirit samples before ending their visit with the opportunity to touch, smell, and taste the award-winning Sazerac rye being produced in the on-site distillery. Savor the history of New Orleans as told through our signature cocktails. For more information on the Sazerac House, please visit www.sazerachouse.com.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti, in the heart of the French Quarter.
This is Jane. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur Street. We are a destination for all wine lovers who are looking for small production wines from all over the world. Grand Cru has an extensive wine and spirit selection with 120 bottles of sparkling wine, and we are dog friendly. Join us for our free tastings every Thursday night. You can find all store events and even shop online at grandcru.com, GrandeCrewe. Find us at the corner of Marigny Street and Decatur. Call 504-309-8309 for more information. Cheers.
Is there a place in your life where you are always treated with respect, where you can enjoy excellent cuisine, and where the drinks are made to your specific specifications? Oh, yes, there is. The Grill Room and the Polo Lounge at the Windsor Court Hotel in the heart of New Orleans. Open now and awaiting your arrival. The Windsor Court Hotel, Gravier at Chapatoula's.
Against the Falcons, and if we ever needed to beat the Falcons ever in our history, this is the one that we need to beat them. This is the one. Patty, I had to get someone to explain to me, because all of the sites assume that you know something about playoffs. And I didn't know how our playoff is falling down. So our playoff game, if we win, San Francisco has to lose in order for us to get into the playoffs. So we've really got to keep our eye on two games. You with me, Patty? Are you there? Hello? Testing 1, 2.
I'm here. What's up?
Okay, there you are. I wasn't getting a response. I'm thinking like, oh, my God, what happened to this poor child?
No, I didn't leave.
Okay. So if we win and the Niners win, no, we're not Niners, going to the playoffs.
Right. The Niners have to lose for us to go to the playoffs.
They have to lose, and we have to win. If we lose and they lose, we're also not going to the playoffs.
Right, right.
So it's got to be that combination of our win and their loss. And that really is simple when you understand that part of it. You know, but that's not the way it's always been written that I was trying to decipher. But BJ, who sits right near you there at the station, was kind enough to explain it to me in language I would understand, which is elementary.
Well, it gets complicated when you get to the playoffs.
Well, and it really, under these conditions, we are in charge of our own destiny, except for the Niners.
Exactly. But they're playing the Rams, and the Rams are pretty good, and the Niners are not so good this year. So,
well, that's right.
I think I think we got a pretty good chance of them losing. But we have to win. And, you know, Atlanta, even though Atlanta's out of it, Atlanta's going to, you know, they would love to knock us out of the playoffs.
Oh, they would indeed love it. Particularly, we're playing in Atlanta.
Right.
So they would love to do something. This last game in front of their home crowd, they would love to see. There'll be 11 people in the stands. They don't draw flies.
No, they don't.
But they'll be trying to really keep us from going, and if for nothing else, for bragging rights. You know, and it's just, to me, it's just astounding, as difficult a road as we've traveled, that we're still in this thing to the very last game of the season.
I know, I'm excited.
I am too. I know I've said that I don't think we should go, and I fear that we're not, but you know, we should go, and we should play, and we've played our hearts out as best we could with the talent that we could put on the field in a places that we didn't even want to be in, like Jacksonville. You know, we need to try and make it there. And so partially it's in our hands, but it's also partially in San Francisco's hands too. And then ironically, if we win and go into the playoffs, we play the Rams.
Yeah. At the Rams.
Yeah, in L.A. What we did last week was our last home game of the year. We're not coming back to the Dome here. Not the Dome's been friendly to us this year. It's been a rough year in our own home field.
Yeah, it has been.
So, I think that I know that they're getting set to be serious about putting a team on the field for next year, and I hope we can get all the players we need.
Oh,
because,
I do too.
And there's a lot of questions out there. What are you going to do about a quarterback? What are you going to do about Michael Thomas? And what are you going to do about some of these guys? That some of the guys are great, and they've really played for us over the years. Do we can try to reward them, even though we're still in salary cap hell?
Yeah, really.
So there are no easy answers to any of this.
Mickey Loomis has been amazing working with that salary cap.
A master.
Yeah,
total master.
He has been. So I'm not really worried about that. I think, you know, whatever. They'll make it happen.
It's completely, again, out of our hands, all right? We can show support and rah-rah them on and all that type of thing, but there's not much we can do out here but sit around and read about it the day after it happens.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's where that is. Reading a story earlier, I was anyway, about salt-rimmed wine glasses.
Salt rim?
I couldn't make heads or tails out of that. That it's a trend. It's happening somewhere. And it looks like that some, you know, Do you put salt on your watermelon, Patty?
No.
I don't either. I don't either. I don't get it. You got something sweet. What's the deal? But of course, Salt Rim is a deal. Margaritas, of course, do that.
Right.
And I think that fits that particular cocktail. But wine? I'm not there. I'm not there. But the stories I've read so far, by the way, at the national level about king cakes have also made me go, what? You know, you got to scratch your head on this one and say, I don't get it. Now, there are a lot of variations on a king cake. There's no one way to do it. Although our variation, the way we do it here, is really more of a Spanish style than a French style.
Real, yeah, the French style are solid, aren't they?
Well, they're more like fine
flaky
pastry.
Yeah,
flaky. Yeah, the roi, what did I forget what they call it? The king cake. And this is more their deal. The Spanish had more of a doughy kind of a king cake approach, like what we would call a coffee cake. So, but here we go with rimming salt around a wine glass. I've just got to believe that there are winemakers going back through the ages that are spinning in their graves.
Yeah, really. I bet they are.
I don't know how these things get started, and that's some guy that or some bartender, some woman possibly feels like, oh, I got an idea. Let's try this. And they start like truffle salt and champagne.
I don't get it.
To me, you screw up a good champagne right there. You know, you don't get anywhere near it. Popcorn salt along with champagne or Chablis. You know, I'm at a loss for all that, you know. But there's somebody around America, mostly America, who says, you know something, everybody likes popcorn salt, so I'm going to put that around a rim of wine glass. And anything on rimming a wine glass, to me, doesn't work. Wine has enough variation of flavors and sugar levels, sweetness, acid, all that you don't need that. You don't need to kind of add your own personal touches to it. It's got it. It's going fine. So I'm not a fan, and I'm not gonna focus on it. I'm gonna assume nobody I know does
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't understand the combination of salt and wine.
No. Doesn't make it, you know. And first of all, a lot of them put lime juice around it to make the salt stick to the glass.
Right.
Well, I mean, what?
Yeah.
You know, citrus and salt and wine, and I don't know. That doesn't work for me. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, WGSO, 990 AM. We're going to be right back. I got a big deal coming up this weekend. If you don't have plans, you may want to think about having some plans. We'll tell you all about it.
Right in your eyes. Baby, do I feel high? Oh, me, oh, my. Do I feel high? Dry martini, jigger of gin. What a spell you've got me in, oh my. Do I feel high?
Hi, it's Braith Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's. The tradition of fine food and wine continue at award-winning Brennan's restaurant on Royal Street, celebrating 75 years and a grand award from Wine Spectator in 2021. Join the polished and professional team at Brennan's for the ultimate decadent breakfast, elegant dinner, or festive bubbles at Brennan's happy hour. Parking is free on Thursdays nearby at the Omni Royal Orleans Hotel and only $8 Friday through Monday. Visit us online at brennansneworleans.com and visit us in person soon. Cheers!
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Jelenko again, local wine guy. It's hard to believe that fall is here and the holidays are right around the corner. And that means champagne time. I recommend Champagne Tribot, a small family producer near Epernay, in the heart of Champagne. They've been making champagne for 95 years, and you won't be disappointed. Ask for it where you buy fine wine, and look for it on some of the best wine lists in town. And now you can enjoy a glass at Tipitina's. Champagne Tribot. Cheers.
We invite you to join us for a spirited experience at the Sazerac House in the heart of downtown New Orleans. More than a museum, the Sazerac House is an immersive exploration of the culture of the Big Easy. Visitors stroll through three floors of interactive exhibits and mouthwatering spirit samples before ending their visit with the opportunity to touch, smell, and taste the award-winning Sazerac rye being produced in the on-site distillery. Savor the history of New Orleans as told through our signature cocktails. For more information on the Sazerac House, please visit www.sazerachouse.com.
Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's restaurant.
We just rolled out a new happy hour menu. Very French-inspired, small plates. Some crab and corn beignets, andouille gougères, palms d'Auvergne.
Andouille gougères?
Yeah. Andouille, Gruyere cheese, pot au chou dough. Fried up, actually, instead of baked. So they get that nice crispy outside and fluffy interior. You get the cheese all melty. Doing some petite sandwiches as well. Make it very kind of French street-inspired. We're doing a mini croque monsieur, mini grilled cheese, little Cajun sliders.
Broussard's restaurant, 819 Conti in the heart of the French Quarter.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Today marks 1 year since the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Jeff Palermo reports on what members of Louisiana's congressional delegation said on that day.
Thousands of angry Trump supporters bullied past Capitol police officers in an effort to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential election.
I looked up and I noticed Pence was gone. And then somebody said protesters have breached the Capitol.
That's Senator Bill Cassidy, who posted a video a short time later on social media.
They should stop, period. This is about our country. It is not about hooligans.
Congressman Mike Johnson's reaction to the rioters.
We need to denounce it in the strongest terms, and we need to prosecute the people who perpetrated these acts.
The Department of Justice says more than 725 people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol riot. At least 165 have pleaded guilty, most of them to misdemeanor charges. I'm Jeff Palermo.
A 9-year-old at University Lab School in Baton Rouge is suspended for refusing to wear a mask. The boy's father says 12,000 maskless fans can show up at a basketball game, but a handful of kids have to wear one. He says that sends a mixed message. This is news on LRN.
Tiger Rag. 3-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. 2-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. 2 college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian Kelly.
I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level.
I want to be.
Is the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
Hi, it's Braith Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's. Join us for Bubbles at Brennan's Happy Hour to sip and savor deeply discounted bottles of premium champagne from Brennan's Grand Award-winning wine cellar. Pair your bubbly with $7 bar snacks from Brennan's award-winning kitchen. The sweet heat of Chef Ryan Hacker's sweet tea brine chicken wings and blue cheese dressing makes a perfect pairing. Corks start popping at Brennan's every Thursday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with live champagne sabering at 5. Cheers.
7-3 Distilling Company proudly crafts spirits inspired by the 73 neighborhoods of New Orleans, from St. Rock Vodka and Gentilly Gin to Black Pearl Rum and Irish Channel Whiskey. We are excited to announce our latest release, Bywater Bourbon, available in bars and retailers across Louisiana on August 18th. And you can always visit our distillery at 301 North Claiborne Avenue to pick up a bottle or attend a tour and tasting. Thank you for drinking local.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free.
Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
McDowell of the Dime Wine and Spirits Show on WGSO 990 AM. We've got a big thing coming to town this weekend, and it sort of snuck up on us. It's at the Convention Center, and while we did just celebrate a big Christmas festival in the Convention Center, this one promises to be maybe even something bigger than that. It's called Fan Expo. Andrew Moyes is on the line, the VP of the organization. Andrew, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So this is this something that you all move around the country at various places? It goes to various destinations?
We as Fan Expo HQ do produce a lot of these large-scale pop culture events across North America, but this event is what everyone in town would know and love as Wizard World New Orleans. It's just being rebranded this year and brought back under the Fan Expo brand, but it's still everyone's local Comic-Con. It's still that show that everyone knows and loves. We're just taking it to the next level under the Fan Expo brand this year.
Well, I love the fact that you are headlining this show with a local guy.
Hometown hero. Isn't it great? I mean, it doesn't get much better than Anthony Mackie, you know, and it doesn't get much better than Captain America. So we couldn't be more delighted to be bringing Anthony Mackie, our hometown hero, to meet all of his fans this weekend.
Andrew, to your credit, a lot of people bring us entertainment, and we are thrilled to accept it and have it within our town. We take advantage of it. We love to go and participate. But a lot of people pass over our local gang, people who grew up here that know this town, that know people in this town, and they don't bring them in. You guys are doing it.
Well, I think that's so important. As I say, this is a community-driven event. This is about bringing our local fans together, and it's about celebrating those heroes that we know and love. And that deep community connection to a hero that has grown out of our very community is so important as we continue to build the celebration that we're all going to have down here this weekend.
Well, you've built a nice cast of characters around Anthony. You've got William Shatner coming in. How cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, doesn't get more iconic than Mr. Shatner. And, of course, direct from space. So he has something that new and exciting to talk about, even beyond his incredible career as the iconic captain. So we are delighted to be welcoming him. I mean, he is so great with his fans. It's always great to watch when people are meeting with them. He really gives them a lot of time and makes them feel special. So, he is a true icon that we're also delighted to be bringing this weekend.
That's pretty exciting. What are the quality folks you bring into us right now?
Well, I mean, we're also bringing Ron Perlman from Hellboy, who is another nice fandom to celebrate. But to be honest with you, I think some of the biggest stars of this show this weekend are going to be the fans. I think everyone's been really holding out to come together and celebrate. You know, people really go to a lot of effort to build their costumes. They spend a lot of time, almost, you know, months and years to put together these really professional costumes. So I think we're going to see that the fans are also the true stars of the show this weekend as they come out and celebrate together, having not been able to for some time.
Yeah, New Orleanians love to dress up in costumes. We create events just to make that happen, and we participate. So I bet you're right. You're going to see a lot of great stuff this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, look, we certainly encourage. They're not required, of course. I don't want anyone to feel that they have to come in costume. I mean, that's sometimes a misconception about our sort of events. But it is certainly a lot of cosplay enthusiasts come down. And we've got some great new shows that I'm sure, I mean, we always see Spider-Man and Wonder Woman and those key iconic characters, but I'm sure we'll see a few of the new shows like The Witcher, et cetera, in costumes over the weekend too, after all the media that everyone's been consuming over the past little while.
What can an attendee expect if they've never been to one of these shows? How do they approach it?
Well, I think you have to go to the website, number one. There's so much to see and do that you really have to plan your visit. You have to work out who you want to meet. You have to work out who you want to shop for. You have to make sure you understand when the panels are happening that you want to sit in on to hear those behind-the-scenes stories from celebrities or learn about a new facet of pop culture that you're interested in. And so if you go to the website and you come up with a bit of a track, a bit of a schedule based on what we've posted there, you'll have a bit of infrastructure around your day or your weekend, and then you can come along and kind of stick to that, but also be surprised and delighted by the things that that happen as you're just wandering the floor and enjoying the celebration. But hours of programming, some incredible celebrities, everyone loves to shop. We have some awesome retailers that are really looking forward to seeing their customers again. These are small local businesses that haven't been able to get in front of their customers for a long time. So they're really looking forward to seeing everyone. And we have a really great attraction called Artist Alley. Now, in Artist Alley, you're looking at hundreds of artists that are producing original works, some crafters as well. And that's a place where you can get that really, truly one-of-a-kind item that you can take and have bragging rights because no one else will have it.
That's very, very cool. Give us the real details on how we can participate. How do we get in, and where are we getting into?
Well, you've got to come on down to the convention center. That's where we're going to be, starting at 4 o'clock on Friday, right through to 5 o'clock on Sunday. You've got to head to fanexponeworleans.com to get your tickets. But if you'd rather buy some tickets down here at the show, we, of course, have a box office here that you can purchase tickets at the convention center as well. So go to the website, buy your tickets and plan your visit, or go to the website and plan your visit, come and buy your ticket at the show, and come and join the fun that we're all going to have down here together, celebrating fandom this weekend.
Andrew, I went to the site and looked it over. I was amazed at the reasonableness of the tickets. The tickets are not expensive.
Well, look, we need to make this accessible for everyone, and we want everyone to be able to come and enjoy. So, yes, we really work to make sure we keep our prices reasonable. We also have lots of different price points as well. We have a great weekend ticket where you can get great value for money by coming on each day of the show, so you can see all the different things that are happening over the weekend. We have some exclusive packages as well where you can actually buy a ticket that includes some merchandise and some other perks. And then, of course, if you want to just come and test it out, you can go out and buy that day ticket this year. But I can guarantee you're going to want to come for the full weekend after you've seen, just got a taste of the fun we're going to have.
Well, so you go in, and let's say you were a fan of the show Star Trek. I would imagine most everybody was. So you go in. Does anything take place, or you just kind of rub elbows with the people who were in Star Trek?
No, well, you can actually buy an autograph, so you get the opportunity to get a personalized professional photograph autographed by a celebrity of your choice, or even if you have your own memorabilia in your own collection that you want to bring along to have autographed, you can put that in front of the celebrity, and they will autograph that for you. We also have the opportunity to have photo ops. So you can buy a professional photo op with a celebrity of your choice, which is so cool to be able to share that on social media or get it framed to put on your sort of trophy wall. So there's an opportunity to get a photo op. So there's those two things. But then, of course, there's, you've got the panel. So all of these individual celebrities will be doing a direct question and answer presentation where you get the opportunity to hear those behind the scenes stories that they share about their career and their career in the pop culture universe. And then on top of that is, you know, you've got the whole show floor to shop from. So I'm just dipping my toe in here on some of the key attractions, but there's just so much more that you'll see once you walk through those doors and understand the wealth of opportunity to celebrate fandom down here this weekend.
So if you're a fan of one of these fictional shows, or if you're a fan of science fiction, whatever it is, you're going to be in the middle of it here. You're going to be immersed.
This is where it is, regardless of what your fandom is. We have anime, we have gaming, we have sci-fi, we have horror, we have fantasy, cosplay. And that's one thing that we really pride ourselves on at Fan Expo, is creating verticals within each fandom. So no matter what you're a fan of, there's something for you to come and enjoy. And we also find that someone might come in as a fan of comics, and they leave as a fan of sci-fi as well, because they get exposed to these different fandoms, and they fall in love with them just as they have with their primary fandom as well.
I'm sure that all these shows are also, you're going to have like DVD. I don't know if anybody still uses DVD anymore, but you're going to have various ways to buy the show to have the star sign the cassette for you.
Oh, absolutely. So our vendors have all sorts of collectible items that you can purchase and have autographed. And also some of our celebrities will bring their own merchandise or photographs for you to purchase as part of the autograph package as well. So there's a whole lot of different opportunities to find those that special item to get signed or to take into your photo op to build a memory of a lifetime.
The convention center is the centerpiece, is the venue. It is a big building. Do you know where you're going to be in the convention center? Where should people park to be near the entrance?
Yeah, so we're right up the end. We're in halls I and J. So you'll want to head right up to the end of the convention center. The ticketing is situated in hall I, and the rest of the show is situated in the balance of I and J.
Fantastic. I'm sure you will have a great turnout. So far, the ticket response has been really fun.
It's been great. Look, everyone's been so supportive with everything that's going on. We're excited to see that the fans are really enthusiastic about coming and celebrating with each other. And look, we really just hope to deliver that ultimate fan experience and some unforgettable memories to bring back this event, which the city has missed for some time, and cement it again as a key driver for the city and a not-to-be-missed January calendar centerpiece for fans of all kinds.
So you're hopeful that this thing is a big success and you're going to bring it back to us, huh?
We plan to be here every year. I mean, as I say, like Wizard World, New Orleans with the local Comic-Con, we've stepped in to pick up the show and rebrand as Fan Expo New Orleans, and we are committed with our facility partners and with our community stakeholders to be here in this position for the future.
What is the ticket link, please, Andrew? Could you give that out for us?
Yeah, it's fanexponeworleans.com.
Okay, easy enough. Well, we wish you the very best of success. This town loves make-believe. It loves to party. It loves to play. It loves to dress up. And you've come to the right place, my friend.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your hospitality. Thank you for sharing the news about the show this weekend. And we look forward to seeing everyone.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for your time. Andrew Moyes, who's with Fan Expo New Orleans. This weekend starts Friday evening, y'all, and then goes Saturday and Sunday. So you might want to go early just to see what you think and then come back and do more, because it doesn't sound like the sort of thing that you can do in one visit. There's probably more than that going on. So it should be a lot of fun, and it's the perfect entry to carnival season. So it sounds like it's going to be a great deal of fun. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. We're going to be right back, y'all. Don't go away.
Tidwell, beverage director at Brennan's on Royal Street. We're bubbling over with excitement because Brennan's was just awarded one of the wine world's most prestigious accolades, the 2021 Grand Award from Wine Spectator. With nearly 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles, Brennan's legendary cellar celebrates Burgundy, Champagne, and Blue Chip California wines. Come join us for the festive rituals of breakfast at Brennan's, bubbles at Brennan's, and Brennan's Chef Ryan Hacker's elegant dinner offerings. We're so thrilled to bring this grand honor back to Brennan's. Cheers.
Hey, New Orleans, Jack Chilanko again, local wine guy. It's hard to believe it's fall already, and as the temperatures start to drop, red wine comes into its own. One of my favorites is the Bennett Valley Cellars Bin 6410 Pinot Noir from the heart of the Sonoma Valley. This is a rich and soft Pinot Noir with just a hint of oak and spice that is perfect with fall grilling or enjoying with friends on the porch. Ask for it in your better wine shops. A great value around $20. Bennett Valley Cellars, family owned and a great discovery. Cheers.
We invite you to join us for a spirited experience at the Sazerac House in the heart of downtown New Orleans. More than a museum, the Sazerac House is an immersive exploration of the culture of the Big Easy. Visitors stroll through three floors of interactive exhibits and mouthwatering spirit samples before ending their visit with the opportunity to touch, smell, and taste the award-winning Sazerac rye being produced in the on-site distillery. Savor the history of New Orleans as told through our signature cocktails. For more information on the Sazerac House, please visit www.sazerachouse.com.
This is Bob. Grand Cru is a unique wine and spirit store in the Marigny at 2305 Decatur, right off of Elysian Fields. Do you love whiskey?
This is Terry. You will find spirits that you need to make your favorite specialty cocktails. A classy place with a neighborhood vibe. Join us for free tastings every Thursday night. And all of our bottles are available at our online store at grandekrewe.com.
That's Grand Cru. Find us at the corner of Marigny and Decatur. Call 309-8309 for more information.
Is there a place in your life where you are always treated with respect, where you can enjoy excellent cuisine, and where the drinks are made to your specific specifications? Oh, yes, there is. The Grill Room and the Polo Lounge at the Windsor Court Hotel in the heart of New Orleans. Open now and awaiting your arrival. The Windsor Court Hotel, Gravier at Chapatoula's.
Listeners to the Dine, Wine, and Spirits show make New Orleans the cultured spot on the map that it is. Your message can reach these active people who give our area its reputation as a key destination for great food, amazing beverages, unmatched history, culture, and phenomenal music. These are the people who deserve to hear about you. Call WGSO at 522-5461 and let's get you and your message on the air on the road to sales success.
Well, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. Come on, Freddy, baby, we're gonna rock, we're gonna roll till the broad daylight, because I'm ready.
All right, tell me your toes are not tapping. Oh, yeah. The great Fats Domino. He's ready, he's willing, he's able to rock and roll all night long, and that's no lie, he was indeed. Tim McNally, the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO. Thanks for being with us today. A bit of a sad news that I need to report here. Claude Tattinger has died. He was 94 years old, and he led the Champagne House, Tattinger Champagne, who for half of the 20th century. He was there since I think the early 50s, 1950s. There he was, 94 years old when he passed, and just a class act. That's all that I can say about him. He was a class act, and that says it all. That's a mouthful right there. So he will be missed, I'm sure, by his family and by the brand, but he really built it up and was very forward-thinking, was part of the movement to invest in the New World, invest in America, and ultimately they invested in England also. So Tattinger Champagne was just one of those things that it's hard to imagine champagne without Tattinger. And he will, as I said, will be missed. We're going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow, but I do have a few minutes I want to go over this with you. There seems to be a movement out there somewhere, and it started somewhere, to have give up alcohol for January. It's called Dry January is the movement. And it's picked up steam over the last couple of years, although I can't really sincerely say that it has done that here. We've got two issues. Number one is that we've been fighting COVID, of course, for a couple of years, and that has overshadowed everything. But also we have Lent here in New Orleans, and a lot of people, folks who are imbibers of alcohol choose to give up alcohol during Lent as a sacrifice. In honor of the season, so to speak. And so the Dry January thing, while it's happening in America, it's really not happening here to any appreciable extent. It started because there was some reports of science around a belief that taking a month off of drinking is good for your liver. There is nothing to support that at all. So it is kind of starts out with a false premise, if you will, and then it has grown from there that people go like, oh, this is good for you to give alcohol up for a month. It may be make you feel like you're doing something good, but there is no science behind it, and we'll have a talk about that again tomorrow, because I think there's been some misconceptions here about taking off January. There's been, and as I said, in other markets, it's bigger. We've really been left behind on this Dry January movement, because once we get, you know, beyond Ash Wednesday, a lot of people go like, I'm going to give up alcohol. I'm gonna make a sacrifice and give everything a chance to get back to some level of normalcy, whatever. Because as you well know, we do celebrate Carnival with a vengeance. So but Dry January, for those of you that are reading about it or are participating in it, and it doesn't hurt. But it really, there's no benefit to it. There's no health benefit along the way. As I said, we'll cover this again tomorrow so that everybody has a feel for it. We're going to take a little leave of you right now, and that is our time is about up. And thank you for being with us. I want to thank Andrew Moyse with Fan Expo, which is opening up tomorrow evening. Going to put on a heck of a show, and they're bringing in a lot of stars from these fictional television and radio and podcast operations, and you can rub elbows if that's what you wish to do. It'll be at the Convention Center this weekend, so FanExpoNewOrleans.com, I think, is the website he gave out. We'll see you tomorrow, y'all, for our Friday afternoon edition. Tim McNally here on Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show, WGSO, 990 AM. To your health, New Orleans.
While our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country, you can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf. FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free.
Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on January 12th, it's Funk Monkey featuring Arsene DeLay, and on January 19th, Eric Johansson. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.